Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹晚安。
My brother just said good morning a few minutes ago.
听到弟兄刚才讲早晨。
Another hour or so in Florida will be tomorrow morning.
刚才在佛罗里德州就快都是早早了。
And I got up this morning, your time, 1:40.
我今天是在你们的时间1:08起床。
So as David said, it has been a long day.
就好像David弟兄所讲到，今日真系一个好长嘅一日。
I'm so happy to be with you.
好高兴可以喺你哋当中。
A moment ago, we had a short prayer on the back.
喺头先，我哋喺后边间房有短短嘅祷告。
And Father, pray for me so that I feel at home here.
弟兄就为着我祷告，希望我可以喺呢度好似喺屋企一样。
That prayer really touched my heart.
那个祷告实在感动到我的心。
And I do feel at home, pretty much at home here.
我实在在这里感到我在自己家一样。
I know I've been here a number of times.
我知道来过这里都几次了。
I've been to St. Bruno a number of times.
我也都来到 St. Bruno 几次。
It's great that we can get together tonight.
实在美好，我们今天晚上可以一起聚集。
We commit ourselves before the Lord for tonight and tomorrow.
我们将我们今晚和明晚的时间交在主的手上面。
We pray that He will speak to each of our hearts.
我们求主向我们每一个人都祷告，都说话。
As we open this evening,
当我们今天晚上开始的时候，
I suggest we read together Galatians chapter 2.
我们请打开加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
The book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在 肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
我们有少少的祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for gathering us in thy name.
我们感谢主，感谢你奉你的名聚集我们一起。
It is truly because of your grace that we get together tonight.
实在完全因为你的恩典，使我们能够在这里聚集。
We pray the Spirit will move among us.
我求你的灵在我们当中运行。
To take hold of each of our hearts.
找紧我们每一个人的心。
And bring us to thy mercy seat.
带我们去到施恩宝座的前面。
May we look full into thy face.
我们实在求你，让我们可以看见你美好的面孔。
So that you will speak into our hearts.
使你向着我们的心说话。
Once again, reveal yourself in a deeper sense.
实在将你自己更加深入的向我们显明出来。
So to make this time more useful.
使以下的时间可以对我们得益。
To draw us closer to you.
将我们和你拉近。
We commit each one of us into your hand.
我们将每一个人都交在你的手上面。
May the blood of Jesus cover us.
愿耶稣基督的宝血遮盖我们。
So that we may stand before you.
使我们能够在你面前站立的骨起来。
We commit this hour into your hand.
将以下的时间交在你的手上面。
May the Lord receive glory in the meetings.
愿主在聚会中得着所有的荣耀。
We give all the meeting, all the honor and glory unto you.
愿荣耀、重赞、尊贵都归俾你。
For we pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Brother William called me.
William弟兄打电话俾我。
And asked if I can spend two evenings with brothers and sisters.
佢问我可唔可以花两晚嘅时间喺弟兄姊妹当中。
He said the brothers and sisters have been studying the book of the normal Christian life.
他告訴我弟兄姊妹在最近都是在讀這本基督徒正常生活這本書。
Because this book is pretty much based on the book of Romans in the Bible.
因為這本書是主要是依據聖經上羅馬書所說的。
He suggested I spend these two evenings with you on the book of Romans.
所以他要求我在這兩晚的時間花在羅馬書上面。
I heard that some brothers and sisters at St. Bruno also begin to study this book.
亦都聽到在 St. Bruno的弟兄姊妹亦都開始讀羅馬書這本書。
I assume here in the English group you read the English edition.
我相信在這裏讀英文的弟兄姊妹是讀英文的羅馬書。
And some may be reading the Chinese edition.
亦都相信有些弟兄姊妹是讀中文的羅馬書。
We know this book is written by Brother Watchman Nee.
我們知道正常基督徒生活這本書是倪托星弟兄所寫的。
So to begin with, let me ask you a question.
所以開始的時候想問大家一個問題。
For this book, which the English edition or the Chinese edition come out first?
我想問一下大家這本正常基督徒生活這本書是英文版出先還是中文版出先呢?
Does anybody know?
有沒有人知道呢?
So it's a bit odd that for a book by Brother Nee, the English edition appeared first.
實在很奇怪,魏托星弟兄所寫的書竟然是英文版會出版先的。
It's a very interesting story behind this.
在這件事的背後,實在是一個很有趣的故事。
We know this book really is a collection of a number of Brother Nee's sermons.
大家都知道這本書是其實魏托星弟兄很多的講義是聚集埋整成一本書的。So
he did not write this book.
所以他沒有自己用手寫這本書。But
the English edition appeared in 1957.
但英文版在1957年就出現了。
It was published by the Gospel Literature Service in Bombay, India.
是由一個印度的一個出版,是一個福音出版社出版的。
During the Second War,
在第二次世界大戰的時候,
a lot of young British soldiers passed through India.
很多年輕英國的士兵是經過印度這個地方,
to get involved with the war with the Japanese.
是要在那裡跟日本人打仗。
A number of missionaries in Bombay,
很多傳教士在蓬佩這個地方,
observed these soldiers coming off the ships.
就見到這些英國的士兵從船落船過來。
They were scared, they were lost.
他見到他們很恐懼,是很迷失的。
They were ready to go into war and probably will lose their life.
他們準備進入戰場裡面,很可能會失去的生命。
The missionary feel a great burden to share the gospel with these young boys.
所以這些宣教士在他心裡面有很重的負擔,要跟這些年輕的士兵去分享福音。
So they started the Gospel Literature Service as a printer ministry in Bombay.
所以他們就開了這個福音印刷的事工在印度蓬佩這個地方。
As the war wound up,
當打仗過了之後,
they began to do other kind of publications.
就開始出版其他的印刷書籍。
But initially, mostly they printed gospel tracts.
但開始的時候,他們主要印刷的都是福音單張。
So after the war, someone suggested to them, here is a collection of Brother Watchman Nee's sermons.
所以打完仗之後,有人就告訴這些宣教士聽, 我現在手頭上有這些魏托星弟兄所講的講義。
Some of them were given during his tour to England and America.
有些是魏托星弟兄來到英國和美國時候所講的講義。
Therefore, they were given in English and they were taken down verbatim in English.
所以那時魏托星弟兄是直用英文講而抄錄下來亦都是英文的。
But a good portion of them were given in Chinese.
但亦都有大部分的講義是用中文講出來。
It was actually taken down as notes by a number of English missionaries who worked with Brother Ni.
咁係由一啲講英文嘅宣教士係佢哋同嚟學生弟兄一齊同工佢哋抄出嚟嘅抄錄落嚟嘅。
They were very faithful and very capable in taking down these notes in detail.
佢哋係非常之忠心能夠抄錄咗一啲好詳細嘅筆記。
So when these are collectively appeared in Bombay,
当这些笔记是聚集在蓬佩这个地方的时候,
the brothers felt the need to put together a book.
弟兄就有负担将这些笔记组成一本书。
But because this is a scattered collection of sermons,
但因为这些全部都是很散的讲道讲义,
they needed an editor.
他们需要一个编辑。
So they went to Dr. Angus Kinnear in the city of Bangalore of South India.
所以他就找了在印度病哥这个地方一个brother.
Angus Kinnear.
Angus Kinnear.
Now, Angus Kinnear was the son-in-law of Mr. Sparks.
这个Angus Kinnear就是史伯克弟兄的女婿。
He never met Mr. Brother Ni.
他从来没有见过倪托星弟兄。
But he took on this task and did a wonderful job.
但他就接了这份工作过来，就是做一个非常之美好的工作。
So a man, an Indian fellow named Nimai, printed this book.
所以一个印度人叫Namayi这个人就印刷了这本书出来。
It was published by Gospel Literature Service by a man named Bill Thompson.
咁就是Bill Thompson这个人是藉着这个圣经这个福音印刷事工就印了这本书出来。
The year was 1957.
年份是1957年。
When Bill Thompson visited me in Orlando,
咁嗰陣時Bill Thompson弟兄嚟奧蘭多嗰度探我嘅時候，
and told me about this story，
佢就話俾我聽呢個故事，
and gave me a copy of the first edition， one copy of the first edition of this book，
咁佢探望嘅時候就俾咗我呢本基督徒正常生活第一版嗰本書俾咗我。
You can understand I put it on my bookshelf very carefully，
你都可以想像到我非常之珍貴呢本書，我係好小心。
The pages have turned brown.
那些纸已经是变黄了。
But it's very precious.
但实在非常珍贵。
We thank the Lord because of these missionaries who took the notes so carefully.
我们感谢主，因为这些宣教士很忠心地写了这些这么详细的笔记。
Because Mr. Kinnear, who did the wonderful work of editing the book.
因为Kinnear弟兄亦都做了非常好的工作，去将这本书编辑出来。Because
an Indian brother was willing to print it.
亦都感谢主有一位印度的弟兄愿意将这本书印刷出来。The
English brother was willing to publish it.
亦都有一位英国的弟兄将它发行。
Now we have this book in our hand.
所以我们就可以在我们的手上有这本书。
It's not until 1963.
不是直至1963年。
The Taiwan Gospel Book Room translated this into Chinese and published it in Taiwan.
自有台湾的一个出版社将这本书翻译过来印刷中文。
So that was a little story about this book.
所以这个就是关于这本书一个很长的故事。
Now you can go back and read the book again.
你可以回家再将这本书再读一次。
I think it will mean different to you.
相信你看的时候会有不同的感受。
Now we know this book is based on the book of Romans.
我们知道这本书是着重在罗马书上面。
Each sermon is related to one aspect of the truth of the book of Romans.
每一篇都是关于到真理的不同的一方面。
So this evening and tomorrow evening, we just briefly try to cover the first eight chapters of this book of Romans.
所以今天和明日的晚上，我们会尝试是着重在罗马书第一章至第八章上面。
I will give an outline of all 16 chapters.
我会给一个大纲是关于到整本书一至十六章的。
Some were shaking their hand. How could this be done?
有些人在摇头了，怎样可能呢？
But that's what Brother William told me to do.
但是这个就是 William 弟兄叫我委托我做的。
So we'll try it together.
所以我会一起和大家一起尝试。
So as we begin, you open your Bible to the book of Romans.
所以我们开始的时候，请打开罗马书。
Let's read the first five verses of chapter one, please.
请读第一章的头五节。
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
罗马书第一章第一节，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派全神的福音。
Which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
这福音是神从前藉众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Concerning his son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
Who was declared with power to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
按圣善的灵说，因从圣灵死里，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信奉真道。
Verse 5. Through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake.
第五节，刚才读了。
Now turn to the very end of the book, chapter 16.
请打开十六章。
The last three verses.
最后那三节。
Chapter 16, verse 25 through 27.
第十六章第二十五至第二十七节。
Verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，藉众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信奉真道。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿们。
So the first point we'll try to establish tonight.
所以我们今天晚上第一点
is what kind of book is the book of Romans?
就是罗马书是属于什么类型的书呢？
Now in terms of style,
讲到它的形式，
we know it's not a drama like the book of Job.
知道是跟约伯书是不同。
We know it's not a story like the book of Ruth.
亦都唔係路德嘅嘅故事嘅形式。
We know it's not a record like the Chronicles.
亦都唔似歷代記上下嘅好似歷史書嘅類型。
Now, will some more young people tell us what is this book about?
有冇啲年輕嘅弟兄姊妹可以話俾我聽呢本書係關於咩嘅呢？
Well, what's his style?
佢嘅形式係咩呢？
It's a letter, isn't it?
是一封书信。
So we know it's a letter written by Paul to the church in Rome.
大家都知道是保罗写给罗马教会的书信。
This particular version of the Bible I have in front of me,
在我这本圣经这本这个版本。
The headline said, The Epistle of Paul to the Romans.
是讲到是保罗写给罗马人教会的书信。
When I first started learning the Bible,
当我开始学习圣经的时候
，I was in an American church and we all use King James Bible.
我喺一个美国嘅教会全部都系用King James 呢本呢个版本嘅圣经。
I don't know what this word epistle means.
我唔认识epistle 英文呢个字。
We never learned that in school.
我哋喺学校冇学过呢个字。
For a long while, I couldn't figure out what's the word epistle.
有好长嘅时间，我唔明白。Epistle 呢个英文字点解
？One day a Sunday school teacher asked young people.
有一日一个教主一学嘅人问啲年轻嘅弟兄姊妹。
What's an epistle?
Epistle 系啲咩咧
？The young people couldn't answer it either.
年轻嘅弟兄姊妹都唔能够。
Oh, I feel a lot better that day.
我而家今日就觉得好安乐啦。
Eventually, one girl raised her hand.
结果有一个女仔举起佢手。
She said.
佢讲。
Epistle must be apostle's wife.
Epistle 一定是 apostle 这个圣徒的司徒的太太。
From that day on, I never forget the word epistle.
那日之后我永远不忘记 epistle 这个英文字。
So, the book of Romans is a letter.
所以罗马书是一封书信。
It's written by the man named Paul.
是一个叫保罗的人写的。
So, in terms of style, that's true.
佢嘅呢个风格系关乎到真理嘅。
I think we need to dig a little bit deeper.
但系实在我哋要睇得深入啲。
To really find out the meaning or the nature of this book.
要睇到呢本书嘅意义同埋真理。
Forgive me, I'm going to use the board to do some writing tonight.
请原谅我今天晚上会用呢块白板写一啲嘢。
To those on the way back, you may not be able to see it.
坐在后面的弟兄姊妹可能看不到。
Now, when we open up the New Testament,
当我们打开新约的时候,
I ask the young people again, how many books are there in the New Testament?
再问年轻的弟兄姊妹, 在新约圣经有多本书卷呢?
27, very good.
27, 非常好。
So we see first, there are four books.
我们首先见到有四本书。
They are called the Gospels.
是福音书。
We have the Matthew.
马太福音。
We have Mark.
马可福音。
We have Luke.
路加福音。
We have John.
约翰福音。
And then we have another book following them.
之后那本书。
That's the book of Acts.
就是使徒行传。
Immediately after that, what is it?
使徒行传之后是什么书?
Now we have the book of Romans.
就是罗马书了。
I just wrote 9 blocks.
我写了九格。
This is for the 9 letters Paul wrote to the 7 churches.
就是保罗写给七个教会的书信。
We start with book of Romans.
罗马书。
Then we have the 1st Corinthians.
是哥林多前书。
And the 2nd Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
And Galatians.
加拉太书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Philippians,
腓利比书
and Colossians,
哥罗西书
and First and Second Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼加前后书
Then after these 9 books, we have 4 small letters.
呢九本书之后有四封比较短嘅书信
I write them small because they are short.
我用好细格嚟写，因为佢哋好短嘅。
They are also written by Paul to an individual instead of to a church.
系保罗写俾个人嘅书信，唔系写俾整个教会嘅书信。
But by no means we mean they are not important.
但我唔系话佢哋呢啲书信唔重要。
Just like the minor prophets, in no sense they are minor.
就好似小先知书一样，佢哋唔系小先知。
Now, after these four books, we have another set or remaining nine books.
这四本书之后, 有九本的书。
We start with which one?
是哪一本先呢?
Hebrew.
希伯来书。
Then we have James.
雅各书。
And so far, we end up with the book of Revelations.
最后是启示录。
So please pay attention.
请留意。
That's great. Please pay attention. Here we have a set of nine letters by Paul.
我们在这里有九本保罗写的书信。
So these are called Pauline epistles.
这些就是讲到保罗的书信。
We have nine more letters on this side.
亦都在右边有九封的书信。
These are called the general epistles.
是一些普通的书信。
Let's look at the ending of these two sets.
看一下这两格里面最后的一本书。
We know about the book of Revelation.
大家都知道启示录。
It talks about the coming of Lord Jesus.
是讲到耶稣基督的再来。
The literal return, physical return of the Lord.
是他身体再回来这个世界。
And how about this set?
那在保罗书信最后一本书呢?
What's the message of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians?
帖撒罗尼加前后书的信息是什么呢?
Now if we have we read it carefully, we know again the message is about the coming of the Lord.
当我们留心读的时候，就知道它的信息是关乎到主的再来。
So it seems that this set is trying to take us to the coming of the Lord by Apostle Paul.
所以见到保罗书信是要带我们进入主再来这个信息。
And on this side here, we also see the other apostles trying to tell, to take us to the same point.
另一边其他的使徒也同样要我们进入主再来这个事实。
And both sets try to lead off with a heavy letter.
两种类型的书开始的时候，都是用一些很沉重的书信开始的。
Over here is the book of Hebrews, over here is the book of Romans.
在右边是希伯来书,在左边是罗马书。
Now any Bible student here will tell us these two books are hard.
所有读圣的人都可以告诉你,告诉你,这两本书是非常困难的。
I think the reason it's hard because it's important.
困难的原因是因为它们很重要。
Because it serves as a very important foundation.
因为他们是作为一个非常重要的根基。
He's taking us to a point concerning the coming of Lord Jesus.
是要我们带我们进入主再来的这一点上面。
The two sets, of course, are different.
这两种类型的书当然是不同。
The emphases are different.
他们所着重的地方都是不同。
It tells us how to enter into the gate.
保罗书信是告诉我们怎样进入这个门那里。
And here tells us how to take all the way to the end.
这个普遍的书信是教我们怎样行这条路，直至最终点。
And that theme is clearly spelled out in the book of Romans and the book of Hebrews.
这两个的信息就在罗马书和希伯来书很清楚地表明出来。
Once we have this picture in mind,
当我们有了这个图画的时候,
now let's refocus ourselves on the book of Romans.
愿意我们着重在罗马书上面。
We know it follows immediately these five books.
我们知道罗马书在福音书和使徒行传之后的第一本书。
We know it's leading off the letters by Paul to the churches.
知道这本书是给教会的书信。
But is the Spirit trying to make some connection from here into here?
但是圣灵是不是想将福音书和使徒行传和罗马书连起来呢?
We know in the Gospels.
我们知道福音书,
It starts with the birth or the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
是开始的时候, 是讲到耶稣基督的出生和他的侍奉。
It tells us about what he did and what he said during these 3.5 years.
他告诉我们在他地上三年半的时候, 他所讲过和他所做过的事情。
Then all four Gospels ended up with the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
每四本的福音书完结的时候, 都是完结在主耶稣死的这一点上面。
And from that point on, it picked up in the book of Acts.
在这一点之后, 使徒行传就接起来。
Especially if you read the book of Luke and go from chapter 24 into Acts chapter 1.
特别如果你看路加福音第24章, 然后再看使徒行传,
you can see the gospel and the book of Acts are tightly connected together.
你就见到, 使徒行传和路加福音是很密实的连起来。
In fact, to Theophilus, the writer Luke said, this is the former book and this is the latter book.
实在有一个弟兄是讲到路加福音是使徒行传的前篇。
Yeah, 这个路加写信给提亚菲罗弟兄讲到。 So we know the Gospel and the Acts are connected.
所以知道路加福音和福音书和使徒行传是连接过来的。
Now what is the connection?
这个连接点是什么呢?
The connection is the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
这个连接点就是主的复活。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He stayed for 40 days with the apostles.
他和使徒花了40天的时间在这个地方。
And he was taken up.
之后就接上天了。
Chapter 1 of the Book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章。
After that, 10 days later,
过了这件事10天之后,
the day of Pentecost arrived.
就是五旬节到了。
The Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles.
圣灵就降临在使徒上面。
And all 120 of them were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
120个使徒就是在圣灵受到圣灵的洗礼浸礼。
And the church was born on earth.
教会亦都在这个世界上出生过来。
Remember the Lord Jesus said in John,
在约翰福音, 主讲过,
a grain of wheat fell on the ground and died.
一粒麦子落在地上,
will bear much fruit.
就能够长起来生很多果子。
Many grains will come up as a result of it.
很多麦子亦都因着这样可以会生出来。
Lord Jesus himself was the first grain.
主就是那一粒第一粒的麦子。
He fell and died.
他跌落地上为我们死。
He rose and in his resurrection.
他就在复活起过来。
On the day of Pentecost, he released our life into believers.
在五旬节的时候，他将他的生命放发出来，到相信他的人身上面。
So first was 120.
首先是120。
And then was 3,000.
之后是3,000个。
Then was 5,000.
又有5,000。
We see many grains come forth as a result of it.
很多麦子因着主的缘故生出来。
So that's the connection into the book of Acts.
这个就是福音书和使徒行传的连接点。
Now as these fruits were collected,
当这些果子是收割过来的时候,
in Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷,
in all Judea,
在犹大全地,
in Samaria,
在撒玛利亚,
in many cities across Asia and Europe,
在小亚细亚，在欧洲很多不同的城市,
churches began to spring up.
教会开始生长出来。
So now there was a church in Ephesus.
在以弗所有教会。
Now there was a church in Corinthians.
在哥林多。 在哥林多也有教会。
There was a church in Philippi.
在腓利比有教会。
And so forth and so on.
有很多不同的城市。
As each church tried to grow,
当每一个教会尝试成长的时候,
try to function,
尝试去运作的时候,
as a testimony for the Lord Jesus in their locality,
是作为在那个城市为着主的见证,
problem began to appear.
很多问题就出现过来。
They didn't understand how to do this or that.
他不明白怎样做这件事情，怎样做那件事情。
They don't understand what in this about that or that and so forth.
他不明白关于什么事，怎样做这件事。
So as a result, the apostle began to write letters.
所以使徒就开始写这些书信。
So because of the need of these churches,
是因为这些教会的需要,
positively they need to know how to grow normally.
正面他们需要知道怎样正常的成长。
And on the other hand, they are faced with problems and errors.
另外负面就是他们遇见很多的问题。
And the apostle wrote the letters to correct them.
所以使徒就写信去纠正他们。
So that they need to know truly this gospel they have received.
所以要他们知道他们所接过来的福音。
Is expressed properly in their locality.
在他们的城市上面很适当地去表达出来。
Therefore, we know all the letters written to the churches will try to explain to them the gospel.
所以在所有使徒写给教会的书信上面都是解释福音的缘故来写的。
The foundation is laid here in the Gospels.
福音书是将这个根基铺了出来。
Because the Lord Jesus has accomplished all of it.
因为主耶稣基督已经成就一切。
Now the gospel began to spread.
福音就开始去传遍。
He spread out all to the end of the earth.
是传到世界的地极。
As it spread out, problems come up as we just explained.
当传遍出来的时候，有很多的问题就出咗嚟，好似头先讲过。
Therefore, the apostle tried to explain to them in detail, in a very clear sense, what the gospel is.
所以使徒就用要解释福音系咩回事。
So the letters, when you look at it in style, they are letters.
所以我们看这些书信，它的风格是书信。
But in terms of its nature, it is a gospel book.
但是实在它是一本福音书来的。
It is trying to explain to us in a deeper sense what the gospel is all about.
它是尝试将福音更加完善的解释给我们听。
Therefore, now we come to the book of Romans, which is leading off these nine letters.
所以我们来到罗马书，就是这九本书的开始。
We know it is connected to the book of Acts, and it itself is a book of gospel.
我们知道它是和《使徒行传》是连结过来的，因为它自己是一本福音书。
I hope that this gives you a better picture about the book of Romans.
我希望大家听了之后，看《罗马书》有一幅更完善的图画。
That's why Paul started off the letter by introducing himself this way.
所以保罗开始的时候就这样去介绍他自己。
He's a Paul, he's a bondservant, he's called an apostle, he's set apart to preach the gospel of God.
他是仆人，他是使徒，他是特派传神的福音。
So we can say the book of Romans is the book of gospel.
所以我就可以说罗马书是福音书。
It's long, it's the first one leading off this nine letter series, and Martin Luther called it the crown jewel among the epistles.
罗马书是这九本书的第一章，马的路德弟兄就说形容这本书是王冠上面的宝石。
And he himself came to know the Lord because of the book of Romans.
马丁路德 弟兄自己认识主是藉着罗马书的缘故。
You know that he was a monk, Catholic monk.
大家都知道他是天主教一个神父。
He was a theological student.
他是神学的学生。
He was a good student.
他是一个好的学生。
He did a lot of study.
他读很多书。
He worked hard at it.
非常勤力。
He even made special trips to Rome.
他甚至是到罗马书去。 到罗马去学习。
And he tried to live a life according to the teachings he has learned.
他亦都尝试依据他所学到的去生活。
But he found that he could not live up to it.
但是他自己发现他不能够达到这个标准。
It troubled him a great deal.
他就令到他很烦恼。
To a point he's becoming mad.
到一點，佢非常嘅
疯了，
疯癫，疯癫。
He thought because he saw his own sins.
啊，因为佢见到自己嘅罪。
So someone would try to counsel him.
啊，所以有人去尝试辅导佢。
So Luther, don't think that God is mad at you.
啊，就话俾马丁路德听，啊，唔好想啊神系啊去向你发怒。
You are mad at yourself.
啊，系你自己向住自己发怒。
But that's the way he was.
啊，但系嗰阵时佢就系咁样啦。
He had no way out.
啊，佢冇出路。
So he eventually took a long vacation to visit a friend of his.
啊，所以啊，最终佢去咗去咗一个弟兄嗰度，花咗啲时间。
A good friend, a teacher of his.
啊，有一个好朋友系佢嘅老师。
And the teacher heard his story.
啊，老师听咗佢嘅故事。
Said, go back home and read the book of Romans.
啊，就叫佢翻屋企去啊睇罗马书。
So he went back and studied the book of Romans.
啊，所以翻到去就睇罗马书啦。
He studied prayerfully.
啊，佢系用祷告嘅心去读。
He read into chapter 1.
啊，佢睇第一章。
When he came to chapter 1, verse 16.
啊，当佢到达啊第一章第十六节嘅时候。
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
啊，保罗话我不以这福音为耻。
For it is the power of God to save all who believe.
因为这福音本是神的大能，叫一切相信的。要救一切相信的。
The word save, the word believe caught his eye.
啊，拯救啊，相信啊，就啊啊就啊感动到马丁路德。
Martin Luther came to salvation of Jesus Christ through this particular verse.
啊，马丁路德就系藉住呢句啊圣经啊相信主。
So we know the book of Romans is very important.
啊，所以大家知道罗马书非常重要。
It gave us a layer foundation of the completeness, the fullness of God's salvation.
啊，佢就啊俾咗这个救恩嘅根基我哋。
So the first point we want to establish is that the letter to the Romans is a gospel book.
啊，所以我哋第一点要认识嘅就系罗马书系一本福音书。
It is trying to declare to us in detail clearly what the gospel is.
是尝试向我们解释清楚福音是什么一回事。
Now we just read the first five verses of the beginning and the last three verses at the end.
我们读了头五节和尾三节。
Now the reason we did that is because I want you to see how the beginning and the end echo with each other.
啊，我咁样做系因为想大家见到啊点样开始同埋终结有呢个回响。
I believe that the Apostle Paul received these revelations from God.
啊，我相信使徒系从神嗰度得到启示。
Before he wrote the letters.
啊，喺佢写呢封信之前。
In fact, before he dictated these letters.
实在喺佢去写呢一列嘅书信之前。
You know, his eyesight was not very good.
知道佢嘅眼系好差，眼力好差。
So mostly his letter was dictating to someone who wrote it down.
所以好可能佢系读佢所写嘅人俾人听，叫其他人去写出嚟。
We can imagine that he will sit down face to face with this brother.
可以想象到佢同呢位弟兄面对面坐低。
And as he talked,
当保罗讲
the man wrote it down.
另外一弟兄就将佢讲出嚟。当佢讲
Paul kept on talking.
继续讲。
And the man would say, well, slow down, slow down.
呢位弟兄就叫保罗慢慢嚟，慢慢嚟。
Paul said, okay.
保罗讲 okay.
Paul began to get caught up.
保罗会起身。
Began to walk back and forth.
周围行嚟行去。
Keep on talking.
继续讲。
You will find a lot of this in the letters.
你会喺呢啲书信中睇到。
It's very interesting.
非常之有兴趣。
But I think before he started the letter,
但我相信当他开始写这些书信的时候
He had in his mind, a brilliant mind, the whole picture of the letter.
在他的脑海上面这个很聪明的脑海上面有了这些书信整个的图画。
He was trying to write this letter to the Romans.
他会尝试向着罗马人教会写这封书信。
He has been praying about it.
他为着这件事已经有不住的祷告。
He was writing himself in his heart.
他会是为着用心去写这些书信出来。
When he felt that he's ready.
当他感到他是准备好的时候。
He said, "Brother, let's come. Let's sit down and begin the dictating."
他就叫弟兄过来，请坐下，我们开始写这封信。
Therefore, I think it's important for us to take the whole book as a whole.
所以我觉得很重要，我们要整体的角度来看这本书。
Don't just take a chapter.
不要只看一篇。
Don't just take a verse.
不要只看一句。
Always take the whole letter together.
时常是将整本书信看过来。
I think in this case, you need to look at how Paul's thought went through this whole letter.
在罗马书我们要看到保罗的思想是怎样在这本书流过来。
He started off with these few important thoughts.
他开始的时候有几点是非常重要的。
To take us through the letter.
是带我们进入书信里面。
Then he tied up all the loose ends at the end.
最后他将很多不同的点收集过来。
So there are several points I want you to see from the beginning and the end how they echo together.
所以有几点我们想大家看到是怎样开始这几点和尾那几点是怎样去回应。
I had down on my notes, but I don't know where it is.
我抄了在我的笔记上，但是我找不到。
I will tell you anyway.
但我都会讲给大家听。
The first point is about God.
第一点是关乎到神。
Paul in the beginning said this is the gospel of God.
保罗开始的时候讲是神的福音。
At the end he said only God can establish you.
最后讲到唯有神能将你建立起来。
So the first thing he wants us to know in the book of Romans is about God.
所以保罗要我们第一点见到的就是神。
The second thing is about Jesus Christ.
第二点是关乎到耶稣基督。
To start with, said the gospel concerns His Son.
他开始的时候讲到福音是关乎到神的儿子。
At the end, talk about the preaching of Jesus Christ.
最后讲到耶稣基督的福音。
Thirdly, it talks about the gospel.
第三点是讲到关乎福音。
You said the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他讲到是耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel is the power of God.
福音是神的大能。
In the end, Paul said, God can establish you because of the gospel I preached.
最后讲到神能够将你建立起来，因为我所传的福音。
So the first point is God, the second point is Jesus Christ, the third point is gospel.
第一点是神，第二点是耶稣基督，第三点是福音。
The fourth point is Paul, the man.
第四点是保罗，保罗这个人。
In writing this letter, Paul told us a lot about himself.
当他写这封书信的时候，他时常是写到关于他自己的事情。
In the beginning, he said he was a bondservant.
开始的时候，他讲到他是仆人。
He was an apostle.
他是使徒。
He was set aside for the gospel.
他是特派传神的福音。
In the end, he said, "Did by my gospel."
最后讲到是我的福音。
He himself totally entwined with this message of God.
他自己就同这个神的信息是完全的联合过来。
You know, nowadays many people are the messengers of the message.
知不知在现在很多人都是带信息者，是将信息带过来的。
They preach the message.
他将信息传讲出来。But
this messenger is not the message.
但是这个传信息的人不是那个信息。
You know what I mean?
你知不知我所讲的是什么呢?
The messenger is different from the message he preached.
传信息的不同那个信息。
Paul is the same of what he preached.
但是保罗就是他所传的信息。
So in the beginning he said the gospel of God.
所以开始的时候他讲神的福音。
He is set aside to preach it.
他是特派去传神的福音。
In the end he said my gospel.
最后他讲到是我的福音。
after he wrote the whole letter.
这个是当他写完整本书之后,
he can assure his readers.
他可以向他的读者保证,
he himself can live out this gospel.
他自己能将这个福音活出来,
so, brother and sister, that gives us hope.
弟兄姊妹,
the message of the book of Romans is not high enough that we can never reach it.
罗马书的信息是不是高到一点我们不能够达到?
It is possible because Paul did it.
是可以做到的,因为保罗成功做到。
And by the grace of God, we can live out the gospel in the book of Romans.
藉着神的恩典,我们亦都能够活到罗马书的信息。
God, Jesus Christ, Gospel, Paul.
神,耶稣,福音,保罗。
The fifth thing, to the faith of obedience to the faith.
第五点是向着信心是忠心。
Without faith,
没信,
all these things means nothing.
头那四点对我们没有任何关系。
It means nothing to us as the individual.
对我们个人方面完全没有影响。
The doctrine may be high.
所讲的道理可能很高深。
The mystery may be deep.
奥秘可能很深奥,
but without faith, we are not related to any of it.
但如果没有信心,我们不能跟这些有联系。
Therefore, Paul called it to the obedience of the faith.
所以保罗就是要我们去信服忠心这个信心。
Then sixth, he talked about the scriptures.
第四点是讲到神的话。
In the beginning, he talked about the prophets, the scriptures.
开始的时候他讲到神的话,
in the end, he referred to the scriptures, the prophets again.
最后他亦都讲到先知的道。
If you have read the book of letters, book of Romans,
如果你读过罗马书,
especially come to chapter 9 through 11,
特别读到第9至第11章的时候,
you can see how many Old Testament verses Paul referred to.
你可以见到, 在那几章,保罗是用旧约的圣经。
Paul was a great Old Testament scripture student.
保罗实在是一个学习旧约圣经非常勤力的一个学生。
As a rabbi, he knew the scripture in and out.
作为这个拉比,他能够将这本书上下背过来。
And he could take this and to reinforce what he's trying to share.
他可以用旧约不同的地方将他搜集过来,加强他要表达出来的重点。
Today, to us, the gospel has a foundation, that's the word of God.
今日福音有这个根基,就是神的话语。
And lastly is the word declaration in the beginning or revelation at the end.
最后一点就是讲到神的宣告由开始到永远启示。
Use this word, declare to be the Son of God in verse 4.
在第四节那里讲到是大能显明神的儿子。
In the end, you talk about the revelation of the mystery of God.
最后那里讲到是奥秘如今显明出来。
These are the same word, talk about this work of God.
这些全部都是同样的字语,是讲到神的工作,
the, 的话。The only way we can come to know things about God is because God is willing to reveal it to us.
我们能够认识神的事情,是唯有藉着神向我们显明出来。
If God doesn't show it to us,
如果神不显示过给我们,
we will forever be a blind person.
我们永远都是一个瞎眼的。
But God is willing to open it up.
但是神愿意将它打开出来,
so that we may be able to see and understand.
使我们能够看见明白。
So Paul said in Galatians that God is willing to reveal His Son into my heart, into His heart.
所以在加拉太书那里讲到, 神是愿意将祂的儿子在我们心里面显明出来。
He said all these spiritual things are hidden to us.
因为这些所有属灵的事都是向我们隐藏。
They are hidden to the eyes of the natural man.
是向那些属世界的人的眼睛隐藏过来。
But one day God came to us.
但是有一天神来到我们当中。Remove
the veil.
将这些隔幕起挪开。
Turn on the light.
打开灯。
Open our eyes.
开我们的眼睛。
So that we see.
使我们能够看见。
Three things.
三点。
The veil.
这个, 幔子。
The light.
亮光。
The sight.
眼睛。
If I'm blind.
如果我是黑眼
的， I cannot see.
我不能够看见。
If I'm not blind.
如果我不是黑眼。
But the room is pitch dark.
但是这间房是很黑。
Without light.
没有灯光。
I cannot see.
我亦都不能够看见。
If I can see.
如果我能够看见。
If there is light.
如果是有灯光。
But there is the veil.
但是在我眼前有这个
幔子。I still cannot see.Behind the veil.
仍然不能够看见幔子后面的。
So these three things have to happen.
所以这三样东西一定要发生。
The veil has to be removed.
幔子一定要被挪开。
The light has to shine.
亮光一定要发亮。
The sight has to be restored.
眼睛实在要明亮过来。
And that's what God did to each one of us.
这个就是神向我们每一个人所做的事情。
And that's what he did in the book of Romans.
这个也是神在罗马书所做的事情。
Therefore this word revelation or declaration keeps on appear.
所以启示显明这个字是在罗马书不断的是讲出来。
Yes, the Chinese word 显明显明显明。
显明显明显明。
You catch this word, you get the sense of the book of Romans.
如果你认识这一点，你就明白到罗马书的真意。
So these are the seven things I would like to call your attention to.
所以这些就是七点我愿意你能够留心。
God himself.
神自己。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
The gospel.
福音。
Paul.
保罗。
The messenger.
保罗这个传信息的。
The faith, the obedience to the faith.
这个向信心信服。
信服真道。
信服真道。
To all the nations, it's a matter of revelation.
是向着这个各国的启示。
And then, lastly, all about the scripture.
最后是关乎到神的话。
You can catch these seven lines throughout the letter.
当你读这本书的时候，你会见到这七点不断的浮现过来。
I think it will help you somewhat.
如果你记住这七点，会帮助到你读这本书。
Now we get back to the beginning of the letter.
现在我们翻翻到这封书信的开头。
We look at the first seven verses.
读起头的七节。
Because in verse 8,
因为第八节那里，
Paul said, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all.
因为那里讲到第一，我为着你们众人感谢我的神。
So you know that he is starting off something else.
所以他就是在第二样东西的时候开始。
So the first seven verses together is a little section.
所以头七节是他自己一个的小段。
Many of your Bible will give you a headline called salutation.
在你们的圣经可能个主题是讲到是问安。
But in these seven verses,
但在这七节里面,
as you give us a pretty good idea what the gospel is,
实在给我们见到福音是关乎到什么,
let me call your attention to a number of things.
我实在向大家指明几点。
Let me try to write.
我尝试是写出来。
We said the book of Romans is gospel.
我们讲到罗马书是福音书。
In verse 1 it said the gospel of God.
第一节那里讲到是神的福音。
So first thing is that the gospel is originated of God.
第一点是福音是是由神而来的。
God himself is the source of the gospel.
神自己就是福音的源头。
God owns the gospel.
神拥有这个福音。
Only the brand by God is the true gospel.
唯有神的福音是真福音。
You have a lot of things made in China.
有很多东西都是在中国制造的。
People said, don't buy it.
很多人都叫不要买。
Especially these days, the milk products keep away from it.
特别是那些奶类 的产品请不要买。
If your gospel doesn't come with the name tag God, don't buy it.
如果你的福音不是神制造的千祈不要买。
Father Stephen Kong said, the book of Romans tells us what the gospel is.
当弟兄分享到罗马书是分享到福音是什么一回事。
The book of Galatians told us what the gospel is not.
加拉太書就講到福音唔係啲乜嘢。
So the gospel, the book of Galatians, some people call it the little Romans.
所以有啲人稱加拉太書係小羅馬書。
But the emphasis of Galatians to tell you what the other gospels were.
原因係因為加拉太書係講到其他嘅福音係關於乜嘢。
There Paul was trying to tell the Galatians.These were not the gospel.
在加拉太書上面，保羅是要叫加拉太的人知道，這些不是真正的福音。
And brothers and sisters, nowadays we hear so many other gospels.
弟兄姊妹，在現今的世代，我們聽到很多不同的福音。
We heard the Judas gospel.
聽到猶太教的福音。
We heard the Da Vinci Code.
聽到達文西的密碼。
There are just so many of them out there.
實際有很多不同的福音。
We have to stick back to the gospel of God.
我們實在要回來神的福音那裡。
That's what the book of Romans is trying to tell you.
這個就是羅馬書要叫大家看見的。
The second point is preached by Paul, by a messenger.
第二點是藉著一個傳信息的人來傳的。
We just shared.The messenger has to be right.
我剛才講交通道傳信息的一定要是正確的。
It's a proper vessel.
一定是一個適當的器皿。
Then the message can go through it and get manifested properly.
唯有是這個適當的器皿信息才可以藉著這個器皿彰顯出去。
The third point,is promised in the Bible.
第三點是聖經的應許。是聖經應許的。
We just point out that Paul said it all is according to the Old Testament.
我們剛才都交通到保羅所有的根基都是根據在舊約聖經那裡。
Lord Jesus came.
主耶稣来到这个世界。
But that was at the fullness of time.
是在按日期满足的时候。
Way back in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时候。
His coming was promised and promised and promised.
他来到这个世界这件事是不断不断的被应许。
In the Genesis, he was called the seed of the woman.
在创世纪那里讲到是女人的后裔。
Isaiah 53 called him the lamb.
以賽亞書叫佢係羔羊。
Malachi called him the messenger of the covenant。
馬拉基書係講到佢係呢個約嘅傳信息嘅。
The whole Old Testament talk about this Lord Jesus Christ。
整本舊約聖經就係講述到主耶穌基督。
How he will come and he will fulfill the redemption of the Lord。
佢點樣嚟到呢個世界？點樣成就呢個救贖嘅工作
？So the gospel was originated by God。
所以福音係由神開始頭。
Was preached by the messenger。
係藉著傳信息嘅傳出去。
Was promised in the scripture。
亦都是聖經應許的。
And fourthly, declared of the Son.
第四是將兒子宣告出來。
I'm really interested in where he is.
我實在想知道誰在這裡打緊字。
Thank you very much.
多謝。
Verse 3 said the gospel concerning his Son.
第三節那裡講到是論到他兒子。
So when you talk about the gospel,
所以當你講及福音的時候
we're not talking about doctrine.
我們不是講什麼道理
we're not talking about theory.
亦都不是講到一些很抽象的東
西 we're not talking about set of rules and regulations.
亦都不是講到什麼的條文
we're talking about a person.
是講到一個人
the person is the God of, the Son of God.
這個人就是神的兒子
and there are two things about him.
有兩點關於到
Verse 3 said,
第三節
Concerning this son was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
第三節那裡講到按肉體說是從大衛後裔生的。
We read in Matthew chapter 1, genealogy.
當我們讀馬太福音的家譜的時候
It says Jesus Christ was the son of David. It describes for us how start from Abraham to David.
向我们指出怎样由亚伯拉罕到大卫.
From David to the time of Babylon.
是由大卫去到巴比伦嘅时间.
From Babylon to Christ.
由巴比伦去到基督.
14 generations.
14代.
So when men look at it, they will say Jesus of Nazareth was the son of Joseph.
所以人会讲拿撒勒人耶稣是约瑟的儿子.
That's why you say according to the flesh he was the seed of David.
所以这里讲到按肉体说他是大卫的后裔生的.
But we know that angel appeared to Joseph.
但我们知道天使向约瑟显现.
And told him the truth.
他告诉约瑟这个真理.
Mary was conceived because of the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚是因着圣灵的缘故怀孕.
She will bore her son.
她要怀一个儿子.
And you call his name Jesus.
要将他起名耶稣.
Because he will deliver his people from sin.
因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶中拯救过来.
So verse 3 about the son is talking about the word became flesh.
所以第三節那裡講到兒子就是講到他成為肉身這個字.
So that was the first thing.
所以這個是第一點.
Verse 4 talk about the second thing.
第四節講到第二點.
The second thing concerning the son is his resurrection from the dead.
第二點關乎到兒子的就是他從死裡復活.
To reveal the power of resurrection of God.
是要將神 復活的大能彰顯出來.
And through this to declare he truly was the Son of God.
是藉著他的復活去彰顯他實在是神的兒子.
Because that's the case.
因為這個是事實.
Therefore his death on the cross means something to you and me.
所以他在十字上的死對你我都連上關係.
You see, when I look at you heavy and laden with
所以当我见到大家劳苦担重担.
Labor and heavy laden. This is getting late, I tell you.
是非常之劳苦.
I have sympathy for you.
我对你产生很大的
I see all your sins and sorrows and so forth.
我见到大家所有的悲伤忧愁.
I said, I'll go to the cross and die for you.
我会去十字架为你死.
What would you say?
如果我这样跟你讲的时候,
you say, Tim, you would say, Brother Tim, you're stupid.
你会告诉我丁弟兄你好愚蠢.
Because I can die 1,000 times on the cross for you.
因为我可以为你1,000次死.
It does you no good at all.
但对你没有任何的好处.
Because I have burden too.
因为我自己都有我自己的重担.
Because I am a sinner as well.
因为我同样是一个罪人.
But Jesus Christ died on the cross.
但主耶稣基督在十字架上死.
He was buried.
他是被埋葬.
On the third day he rose again.
第三天复活.
By the power of the resurrection from the dead, he declared he is the Son of God.
藉着复活的大能, 他向这个世界彰显他是神的儿子.
Therefore, when we look back at Calvary,
所以当我们回头望各各他,
it was the Son of God who died for me.
是神的儿子为我死.
The blood that was shed was a precious blood.
流出来的血是宝血.
That blood can cleanse my sin, all my sins.
宝血能够将我们的罪洗清.
So therefore, it's so important to state here.
所以实在在这里非常重要.
God declared, this is my son.
要看见神向这个世界宣告这位是我的儿子.
How do we know?
我们怎样知道呢?
Because he came back from the dead.
因为他从死里复活.
Therefore, the message was declared by the son in two aspects.
所以这个信息关乎到儿子的信息是由这两个角度来表现出来.
Verse 3, the word became flesh.
第三节造成肉身.
Verse 4, the resurrection from the dead.
第四节是从死里复活.
Now we're going to the next point.
去到下一点.
The gospel was called to the faithful.
圣经福音是
The gospel was presented to us.
福音是在大家面前摆过来。
He only has one requirement.
唯有一个的要求。
He has one demand.
有一个的要求。
At the end, he said, by the command of the living God.
最后那里见到藉住神的活道。
永生神的命令。
永生神的命令。
To ask us to do one thing,
要求我们做一件事,
call us to the obedience of the faith,
呼召我们顺服真道。
God doesn't require us to do anything else except to believe,
神不要求我们做任何其他的事, 唯有要我们相信。
To accept this gospel of God totally,
是完全接受神的福音。
So that we'll be saved and we can commit ourselves unto Him.
所以我哋使我哋能得救，亦都将自己系献俾神，直到终结。
Number six is received by all nations.
第四节系万国系接受嘅。
In verse five said the faith among all the Gentiles.
第五节嗰度讲到系万国系万国之喺。外邦人中间的信心。
The gospel is for you and for me.
福音 是为着你，为着我。
It's also for all these people on the street.
亦都是为着在街上面所有的人。
When I walk through the poor part of the city.
当我在城市里面贫穷的地方行过来的时候。
I first time drove by these places with a red light.
我第一次见到有一个红色的霓虹灯。
These guys came half drunk, began to wash my windshield.
一啲已經半醉嘅人就開始洗我車嘅窗。
I was scared to death.
我驚到好似就嚟死咁樣。
When I turned green, I gave them a buck, I drove away.
當佢綠燈嘅時候，我就俾一蚊佢之後，就好快咁揸車走。
But then I thought about it.
但係我再回想嘅時候。
The gospel was supposed to be given to these people as well.
就係諗到福音亦都係俾呢啲人嘅。
Christ died for all these people as well.
基督為著亦都為著呢啲人死。
My brother and sister, we sometimes tend to forget about it.
弟兄姊妹，我哋有時候係忘記咗呢一點。
We thought the gospel is only for the Chinese.
我以為福音係淨係為著中國人嘅啫。
Sometimes we think the gospel is only give to those who speak Cantonese.
有時會覺得聖經福音是為了講廣東話的人。
But God called to the obedience of the faith by all the nations.
但神是呼召萬國的人去信奉真道。
That's why God called these disciples to go to all the nations to teach to make disciples.
所以神是要試圖是走遍全地，是將福音傳到全遍天下。
That's why Jesus called the disciples to be his witness till the end of the earth.
所以耶穌是呼召他的福音他的試圖是作他的見證，是直到世地極。
Lastly,The gospel will result in love.
最後福音是要終結的終結是愛。
In verse 7,
在第七節那裡
Paul said he wrote to all you who are beloved of God in Rome.
第七節那裡講到我是寫信給神所愛的。
The gospel, the book of Romans did not start off with the concept of the love of God.
罗马书开头不是以爱开始。
When we think of gospel, we think of God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
当我们思想到福音的时候，就想起神爱世人，甚至将他的儿子赐给他们。
But the book of Romans didn't start with that precept.
罗马书不是在神的爱开始。
When we come to verse 17, we'll know what it is.
当我们来到第17节的时候，我们就知道。
But the final result is for us to receive and appreciate the love of God.
但是最终的目的是要我们看见接受神的爱。
Those in Rome receive the gospel.
在罗马的人接受福音。
Paul said, you know, you have become the beloved of God.
保罗就称他们为神所爱的。
When you come to chapter 5,
当我来到第五章的时候。
He said,Christ died for us.
讲到基督为我们死。
The love of God was therefore manifested.
神的爱就在此显明了。
And so the Holy Spirit will pour the love of God into our heart.
亦都讲到圣灵会将神嘅爱浇灌出嚟。
When the love of God touched our heart.
当神嘅爱系触摸到我哋嘅心。
No matter how hard that person is.
无论嗰个人嘅心有几咁光硬。
He will turn to God.
佢会回头转向神。
That's the gospel.
呢个就系福音。
A friend, a brother told us his story.
有一个弟兄，佢话讲呢个故事。
He came to church with his wife.
佢同佢太太嚟到教会。
Because if he didn't come, they will quarrel at home.
因为如果佢唔嚟教会嘅时候，佢哋就会喺屋企争执。
So for the sake of peace, he came.
所以为着有啲安乐安息嘅时间，佢就嚟到教会。
He had no interest of what I preached.
佢完全对讲台上所讲嘅冇兴趣。
He sat down the first aisle toward the very end.
佢系坐喺聚会点最后一行。
So as soon as the service ended, he could be the first one to leave.
所以当聚会完嘅时候，佢可以系第一个离开。
But one day when we close the service, we sang a hymn.
我哋唱一首诗歌。
I don't remember what hymn we sang.
唔记得唱咗咩诗歌啦。
But he said, as soon as the hymn was sung,
但系佢讲，当嗰首歌开始唱嘅时候，
he said, suddenly the love of God embraced him totally.
佢就感觉到神嘅爱去将佢包围。
He just sat back there, the tears came down his face.
佢坐喺最后一行，佢嘅眼泪就流出嚟。
He couldn't stop.
佢唔能够停止流泪。
He still was the first one to leave the service.
佢仍然系第一个离开聚会。
But he went to his car and cried and cried and cried.
但系佢去到佢自己嘅车子，一段不断嘅喊。
Not what I preached that day.
唔系我讲到嘅。
But this hymn talk about the love of God.
但系嗰首诗歌系讲述到神嘅爱。
The love touched him.
神嘅爱感动佢。
He was changed.
佢就改变过嚟。
So this is the gospel.
所以呢个就系福音。
The result will take us to love of God.
终结果系要将我哋带到神嘅爱嗰度。
Yes, in the end we are justified.
使我哋最后称义。
In the end, the righteousness of God was manifested.
喺最后神嘅义系彰显过嚟。
In the end, we will avoid the wrath of God.
最后我哋可以避过神嘅盘怒。
In the end, we'll be delivered and saved.
最后我哋被拯救。
But most importantly,
但系最重要，
is that the love of God filled our heart.
神嘅爱系感动我哋嘅心。
And this is the gospel of God.
呢个就系神嘅福音。
So this is what Paul talked about in his beginning verses.
所以呢啲就系保罗喺头嗰七节分享到嘅。
Then go on a little bit further, we come to verse 9.
当我哋继续读嘅时候，我哋嚟到第九节。
Paul said, For God whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son is my witness to as to how unceasingly make mention of you.
嗰度讲到我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
Paul was an enemy of God.
保罗曾经是神的敌人。
He was saved on the road on the way to Damascus.
他在以马五斯的路大马士革的路上被拯救。
And once he was converted,
他立刻就转过来。
His life was totally changed.
他的生命被改变。
He became a servant of God.
成为神的仆人。
He called himself a bound servant of Christ Jesus.
他称自己为耶稣基督的仆人。
Now what's the meaning of his life from that point on?
他相信主之后，他生命的意义是如何呢？
Is to serve this gospel of his Son with his spirit, with his heart.
他是要用他的心灵去侍奉神的福音。
Therefore, the gospel is the practice of our lives.
所以福音是我们生命的操练。
What is it?
生命的操练，生命的操练，懂吗？
I try to listen to the Cantonese, you know. Why does God save you?
为什么神要救你呢？
You receive the salvation. How has it affect you?
你将福音救恩接过嚟，佢点样影响你呢？
About the book of Romans said is to serve God with your heart.
罗马书告诉我哋系要用我哋嘅心灵去侍奉神。
Anyone who read the book of Romans know that's the reason there is chapter 12 through chapter 16.
啊，读罗马书嘅人都可以告诉你，啊，就系为着呢个原因，啊，就有啊罗马书第十二到第十五章。
We are cleansed, we are forgiven.
啊，我哋系被饶恕。
So the life of Christ can enter into our heart.
啊，所以基督嘅生命能够进入我哋嘅心。
But this life has to grow.
啊，但呢个生命需要成长。
So that you become a useful person to God.
啊，使你成为一个啊对神有用嘅人。
Now he doesn't necessarily want you to mow the lawn for the church.
啊，佢唔系一定要你为着教会去剪草。
But he wants you to serve him.
啊，佢希望你服侍佢。
This is the purpose of the gospel.
啊，呢个就系福音嘅目的。
So the gospel is to cause us to practice this.
啊，所以啊福音系要我哋啊操练呢啲。
So the Christ who enter will come out.
啊，使啊进入我哋嘅基督能够出嚟。
People will see that is a believer.
啊，使人看见啊你系一个信主嘅人。
Verse 14.
啊，第十四节。
The urgency of the gospel.
系讲到啊。
Paul said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
啊，保罗讲到，无论希列人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Paul said, I owe them.
啊，保罗讲，我欠佢哋。
Do you owe anything?
啊，你有冇欠其他人一啲
？Oh yeah, you owe mortgage.
啊，你可能欠咗银行嗰啲啊嗰啲贷款。
You owe student loan.
啊，你可能有学生时嘅贷款。
You have car loan.
啊，有汽车嘅贷款。
You have a lot of things. In America, we're so used to loan.
啊，实在你可能欠好多嘢，因为喺美国啊就有呢个风气。
Which are debts.
啊，呢个就系债。
We don't care.
啊，我哋唔。
We know so many people who just walk away from student loan.
啊，我认识好多人，佢哋就将佢嘅债唔还嗰啲债。
They don't care anymore.
啊，佢已经唔关注佢嘅债。
But way back in old country.
啊，但系喺过去喺嘅时候。
Boy, if you owe people.
啊，如果你欠其他人。
You are a debtor.
啊，你欠人哋嘅债。
It's like a heavy stone on your shoulder.
啊，你被你欠债嘅人就好似你身上一嚿好重嘅石。
You're trying hard to pay off that debt as soon as possible.
啊，你会非常嘅努力系尽快将呢个债还完。
That's what Paul is saying.
啊，呢个就系保罗所讲嘅。
The urgency of the gospel.
啊，讲到福音嘅迫切性。
We want to give it out as soon as possible.
啊，将福音啊尽快嘅传出去。
Don't want to carry this as a debt in our heart anymore.
啊，唔愿意好似呢个债喺我哋嘅心里面成为一个重担。
When we give it out with such practical aspect of life and with such an urgency.
啊，当我哋将呢个福音喺我哋嘅生命操练出嚟，啊，亦都啊好迫切性啊传出嚟嘅时候。
Verse 16, the gospel is the power of God.
啊，就喺十六节嗰度讲到，福音就系神嘅大能。
It saves those who believe.
系救一切相信的。
Things happen.
啊，有好多事情发生。
When the church has an urgency concerning the gospel.
啊，教会啊实在需要呢个迫切性去啊。为着呢个福音有呢个迫切。
Now at our place we have a once a month Gospel Sunday.
啊，喺我聚会嘅地方啊，每个月都有一次福音聚会。
I know you have this too.
啊，我知道大家啊呢度都有。
I hope you do better than we do.
啊，希望啊你啊做得比我哋好。
I find a brother and sister feel gets so used to it.
啊，我发现弟兄姊妹啊实在啊已经好习惯啊呢个嘅呢个福音聚会。
Ah, it's the first Sunday of the month.
是第一个礼拜的主日。
We have a gospel message.
有福音的信息。
Afterwards, we have lunch.
之后我们有午餐。
They remember lunch more than the gospel message.
他记得午餐多过福音信息。
Because they don't remember to invite gospel friends.
因为他们忘记邀请福音朋友。
Because they don't remember to pray for the gospel message.
因为他们忘记为着福音和信息去祷告。
Because they don't care who preaches that Sunday.
亦都不介意谁是去传讲。
It's going to be a gospel message anyway.
是一个福音聚会。就是一个福音聚会。
Brothers, sisters, you know what I mean?
弟兄姊妹，你明唔明白？
What's the kind of attitude we have?
就是我哋对呢件事嘅态度。
As a result, there's no urgency.
冇呢个迫切。
And as a result, there's no power.
所以就冇呢个大能。
Yes, the message is preached.
对福音是传出来。
The story was told.
这个福音是讲述出来。
But so, just another Sunday.
就是另一个星期日。
God have mercy on us.
实在愿意神对我们有怜悯。
We know the urgency of the gospel.
要我们看见福音的迫切性。
Once we have that in the church.
当我们有这个迫切性在教会当中。
The power of the gospel.
神的大能。
Is manifested in the word.
就会藉着神的话彰显出来。
The last day, verse 17.
最后一节，第十七节。
The gospel resulted in this purpose.
福音就是嘅结果，就有呢个结果。
For in it, in this gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出嚟，这义是本于信，以至于信。于经上所记，义人必因信得生。
The purpose of the gospel is to reveal to us the righteousness of God.
福音的目的是要将神的义显现出来。
It shows us that God is right.
要叫我们看见神是义的。
God is just.
神是公义的。
God is upright. God is holy.
神是正直，是圣洁的。
And this will lead us into chapter 2.
咁样就会带我哋进入第二章。
Before such a God.
喺呢个神嘅面前。
What will be the fate of sinful man?
罪人嘅结果系如何呢？
This gospel is, will reveal the righteousness of God.
福音系会将神嘅义显明出嚟。
Therefore, call us to repentance.
所以要我哋悔改。
Call us to obedience.
呼召我哋信服。
Call us to Jesus Christ.
呼召我们来到耶稣基督那里。
He said, reveal the righteousness of God from faith to faith.
这里讲到要将这个福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。
Faith as the starting point.
信是开始。
Faith as our destination.
信也都是我们的终点。
Faith is the beginning where a call to be righteous.
信是呼召呼召义人。
We're justified.
是清义的。
We're not the just man.
我们不是只是人。
We're unrighteousness and ungodly.
我们是不公义的，是敌挡神的。
But because of the blood of Jesus.
但是因为神的宝血。
God put us in a position, call us righteous.
神将我们放在一个地位，叫称我们为义。
That's what called justification.
这个就是称义。
But in reality, we are no close to righteousness at all.
但是实际上，我们跟这个公义是完全不接近。
Therefore, this point of believing or this faith of obedience, this obedience of faith is only the beginning.
所以这一点信服真道只是开头的。
We have to keep on walking until the end from faith to faith.
我们要以从信以至于信慢慢的是前进。
So that we can live out to be truly righteous.
使我们能够将真正的义活出来。
In America, everything is easy and cheap.
在美国所有东西都是很容易很便宜的。
Everything is fast.
所有嘢都好快捷。
That's why you have McDonald's and Burger King.
所以你有好多快餐嘅地方。
Therefore, you go to Billy Graham Crusade.
所以如果你去到葛培里嘅传道报道团嘅时候。
You raise your hand, you walk down the steps.
如果你去到呢啲报道会，你举手行落个楼梯。
They give you a packet.
佢俾一啲嘅单张你。
The counselor pray for you, you go home, you are saved.
有人会为你祷告你就得救了。
And that's the end of it.
咁就係完咗啦。
So when Billy Graham went to Moscow and had the crusade.
所以当葛培里去到莫斯科嘅时候有呢个报道会。
He gave the invitation.
佢邀请人信主。
Come down, come down.
请你落嚟。
Come to Christ.
嚟到耶稣基督。
When you come down the steps and commit yourself to Christ, you are saved.
当你接受耶稣基督的时候，你就得救了。
Those Christian leaders in Russia.
在俄国那里有很多基督徒的领袖。
When they heard this, they were shocked.
当他们听到的时候，他非常惊讶。
Be a Christian can be that easy.
作為一個基督徒可以係咁容易嘅。
Because they went through years of persecution.
因為呢啲領袖係不斷受到逼迫。
They suffer all kinds of affliction.
佢有好遭到好多嘅苦難。
They could stand firm.
佢哋能夠站穩。
Be patient until the end.
能夠忍耐至終。
They thought that is a Christian.
佢哋就覺得咁樣只係一個基督徒。
That's what he said here.
呢個就係保羅所講嘅。
To reveal the righteousness of God.
係將神嘅義顯明出嚟。
From faith unto faith.
本於信以至於信。
In the beginning, we are called to be a righteous person.
開始嘅時候，我哋係被呼召作為一個公義嘅人。
Objectively, God put us in a position.
係客觀嘅。 神是將我們放在這個位置,
because he is righteous.
因為他是公義,
he calls righteous.
他就稱我們為義,
but he demands that we walk this path with him.
但是他要求我們慢慢跟他行走,
so that every step we truly show that we worth it to be called righteous.
所以在每一步使我們能夠被稱為義是適當的。
So that we truly live out a life of the righteous.
使我們能夠在生命上面真正活出這個義。
That's why it quotes from Habakkuk chapter 2.
所以保羅就用哈巴谷書這句金句。
The righteous shall live by faith.
義人必因信得生。
That's the book of Romans.
這個就是羅馬書。
We're all done.
我們已經搞定了。
My plan is to end at chapter 5, verse 11 tonight.
今天我晚上的計劃是要完結在第五章第十一節。
We did 17 verses.
我們只是讀了第十七節。
I will try tomorrow night.
我會在明晚嘗試。
Let's pray.
願意大家一起禱告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us the book of Romans.
感謝你，感謝主，將羅馬書賜俾我哋。
Help us to understand it.
幫助我哋明白。
May the Spirit reveal it to us.
願聖靈將羅馬書將我哋啟示出嚟。
So we'll take it to the heart.
使我哋將佢藏喺我哋心裏面。
Truly make an impact in our life.
使我哋能夠喺我哋嘅生命裏面有影響。
So that we will truly live out this Christ who is in us.
使我們能將在我們裡面的基督活出來。
We thank you for this time.
我們為了這段時間感謝你。
Again, we'll wait before you for tomorrow.
再一次在你面前為了明天等候。
We ask the Lord will speak whatever thou desires.
為了求主向你的人說話。
We give thee all the honor and glory.
願榮耀、重讚都歸俾你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶穌嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.